It's Britney, bitch.
Get up! I've been expecting you, darling.
It's only right I start your morning off with the latest music, gossip, relationship 101, and quote of the day. I double dare you to sit back, relax, and join in on today's fun on The Breakdown. I'm your host, Brittany Marlette, and I've been expecting you, darling. I say, what's up? What's up? What's up? Okay, maybe I just did not say it like Martin, but hey, give me a pass, okay? You guys are listening to The Breakdown. I am your host, Brittany Marlette. Y'all already know today is going to be a good day. Why? Because the power is in the tongue, suckers. It's Tuesday. I got a few things to talk about, y'all. Now, first, we want to get into congratulations, Rihanna. Woo-woo, she had a baby. She had everybody baby because everybody wanted a baby by Rihanna. I can't wait to see how this baby looked, though. I don't know, because Rihanna is pretty. A$AP Rocky, he's just fine. He got like a fine sense about him. So I don't know. We'll see how this baby look. I want to see. They're both a little awkward though. But anyway, I like their vibe. Okay, and other topics, you guys. I got a dog. This is my first time having a dog. My daughter wanted a dog for her birthday. Her birthday is June 4th. So we got a dog. We got a rescue dog. The dog name is Baby. When I tell you, this dog shits and pisses everywhere and I don't like it. I promise you, I don't like it. It's irritating. It's annoying. And I am a person who loves smell good things. So if I smell a sense of shit, it shits me out. That was kind of funny, wasn't it? It shits me out. You get it? It kind of shits me out. Okay. So Kanye got these big ass boots. I don't know if it was Photoshop, but these boots are big as fuck and he's wrong. I am a fan of Kanye West, but I mean, come on, bro. Who wearing them big ass boots? I'm not wearing them big ass boots unless I'm in the ocean and they can float me back up. Look, somebody is texting me, but they can float me back up. You know, these boots are just made from a whole different, you know, I just don't fucking know. But overall, Kanye is a great dad. You seen that he picked his kids up for school and in a fire truck. Shit, my mom ain't picked me up in no fire truck. My mom picked me up in her, lemon car. You know, we hit a lemon car, but she picked me up. Okay. Shit, the goddamn car worked, got us from A to B, C and D, hell, to be honest. All right, in other news, so let's just break down, this is what I really came here for. So there is a viral video going around with this lady and this man, I don't know if this they kid or not, but she was having sexual intercourse in front of her child. See, here's my thought on that. Okay, so we're all grown here, right? So we know the kids be cock blocking, cock blocking. But, you know, and it's a time and it's a place for everything. So in this video, there's this lady and this man, they're doing their thing in the bed. You hear the baby in the background saying, no, mama, no, mama enjoying herself. Okay, lady, girl, and man, y'all are dead wrong. Like I say, it's a time and it's a place for everything. Y'all couldn't wait till the kids go to sleep? Y'all couldn't tell the kids to go in the room? Y'all, and then first of all, hold on, so let's take it there. If we really want to be technical, what kind of man is still going to have sex with a woman while her kid is there begging her to stop? She obviously don't have no fucking morals. She obviously don't care. You know what I'm saying? So if I was a guy, I'm sorry, I wouldn't even get turned on no more. It's like, you don't even care? Like, what if this was my child? You gonna be having sex in front of my kid like that? Hell no, I'm out the door. But I am not a man, but I am a woman of standards. And it's just like, come on now, it's a time and it's a place for anything. Look, if I have a little company come over, better believe my kids are not here. You know what? For one, I don't want no goddamn interruption. For two, it's just the kids are going to forever remember it. They're going to forever remember that their mom or their dad, I don't even know if that was the dad, but they're going to forever remember that mama was getting down with the get down while she was right there. That shit is so unacceptable and it's so like, disgusting. And for him to even still be continuing on says a lot about his ass too, y'all. It says a lot about his ass too. You know, it's just, all this stuff is just going on in the world, you know. Just a whole lot of stuff. I was able to watch the Cat Williams stand up. And when I tell you Cat Williams, I mean, it was all right. It was all right. There were a few parts where I did not laugh. And there was a few parts where I did, in fact, laugh. But, I mean, Cat Williams, his stand up was not as good as I expected. So, I mean, it is what it is. But this Kendrick Lamar album, this motherfucker so dope to me. A lot of people don't agree with the Kendrick Lamar album because they're like, oh, he always talking about the same thing, you know, blase this. And I always tell people, listen to the motherfucking lyrics. If you listen to the lyrics, this man is really saying something. In the video, he morphs into OJ Simpson, Kanye West, Kobe, a few more other people, and he did that, and I think that he was speaking in the perspective of, you know, of what a black man be going through. I guess I can't speak, I'm not a black man, but I am raising a black man, so I guess these are some of the things that the black man is going through, y'all. I just went and just named a few things. I had to do this all less than 7 minutes. And guess what? Your motherfucking girl did it. You know why? Because I am a boss. I'm so glad it's Gemini season, y'all. Shout out to all the Geminis. My daughter is a Gemini. I am a Libra, and they say that I am compatible with Geminis. And me and Geminis, we just ultimately get along. So shout out to all the Geminis out there. You guys, Brittany Marlette loves you. Thank you guys for listening to The Breakdown. You are welcome to share your views on here. If you MFs don't share it, I mean, please share it. I mean, just share it, okay? I won't be mad. And I won't even get mad with your thoughts. Maybe. But I'm never wrong. Okay, that wasn't the part for that, but I'm gonna say it anyway. You guys are also welcome to disagree with me because I'm never wrong. Okay, that was the perfect time. You guys have a very, very happy Tuesday. Sure, you were listening to this episode and you were like, hey, I have something to say. Well, here's your chance. Don't hold your tongue. Send a message. Let us hear your thoughts. Although, we're never wrong. You have just listened to The Breakdown with Brittany Marlette, also available on Anchor and Spotify. We'll be expecting you, darling, on our next episode.